And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. We have heard endlessly about fracking in North Carolina from experts, environmentalists, citizens. Bumper stickers abound. We have heard how it will pollute our drinking water, use millions of gallons of our precious water supplies, tear up our roads with hundreds of trucks, and even bring criminal elements into our neighborhoods. But what we haven't heard about, and is a much bigger threat, is offshore drilling for oil and gas. I've been in on the fracking debate since the beginning. When it was introduced in the legislature, I began asking our state geologists whether the U.S. Geological Survey had done a study about the amount of natural gas resources in North Carolina. Month after month, no report. Why? Because the U.S. Geological Survey didn't bother, because other areas such as Pennsylvania, North Dakota, and Texas had huge supplies, and we weren't even on the map as a significant supply. Finally, after a year, the USGS report came down. We have very little natural gas. In fact, no investor would even look into putting money into exploration. Early on, I learned that from an energy and mining commissioner who had been an engineer for Halliburton, the oil and gas giant. Unfortunately, the legislature, in their rush to get in on the natural gas boom, never asked if we had any. So when it became apparent no company would even drill exploration wells, they just appropriated the money themselves. But still, no company has stepped forward. Oh, except a possibly fraudulent business trying to buy up gas rights for non-existent deposits of gas. The Attorney General is going after them with a cease and desist order. But in the meantime, while no one was watching, Governor Perdue signed a compact with the governors of South Carolina and Virginia for offshore drilling. Last week, the Obama administration announced approval of the Atlantic offshore drilling process to begin. We have one of the richest and most environmentally sensitive coastal waters in the country. Drilling will cause untold damage. But already, the industry is touting the usual, jobs and an economic transformation in the East Coast states. You betcha it will be a transformation, but not one anyone would find beneficial. So all you fracking foes, turn your attention, passion, and activism to the real threat, offshore drilling on our precious coast, and forget fracking. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.